time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me at the piano in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, rewrites it in the style of a classical composer, and we get a listener on the line to try to guess the tune that Bruce has disguised and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Jeanette McCormick is on the phone from Shoto, Montana. Jeanette, welcome.
Thank you.
Jeanette, what's your musical background?
Well, I'm a music teacher at a public school here in Shoto. I'm elementary music, and I also teach Spanish in the high school. But I have my undergraduate degree from Nebraska, and I was in vocal music and went on to get a master's at UMass Amherst a long time ago in voice. But I did play piano since I started when I was 5, and I've been playing ever since.
Well, Shoto is lucky to have you.
Well, thanks. I enjoy it here very much.
Well, let's play the Piano Puzzler.
Okay.
And Jeanette, I don't know what's coming either. You and I are hearing this both together for the first time, so why don't we put our heads together and see if we can figure out the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating.
Okay,
here comes our Piano Puzzler.
All right. Heard the tune.
You did. Right, right.
I can't have a name to it.
Well, you know, it's also the first part of the tune is here. But the accents are all in the wrong places.
Okay.
Jeanette, sing that tune again.
The second one?
Yeah.
I'm sure I heard that in there.
I know it too. What the heck is the name of that tune?
Can he play that first part again?
Yep. I'm going to play without the left hand, using the weird time signature, but the tune might come to the fore a little bit.
My body, my
That's
you.
Right.
I got it. Oh, my goodness. Okay, yes, all right.
That's
back,
great.
Bring back. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
So it's My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean.
Right.
Right, okay. So what about the composer whose style Bruce is imitating here?
I was hoping we could skip that part. Let's see. Well, it's certainly not Beethoven.
That's right.
Well, it was a modern composer.
It's got to be somebody 20th century.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Is it somebody European?
Well, it's not an American, and it's European in the broad sense, yes.
Okay.
Eastern European?
Mm-hmm.
Eastern. Bartok.
Exactly right.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh. Bonnie and Bartok. That's very good.
You know, it's amazing, isn't it, how many times people just blurt out the right thing and they don't even know they're doing it.
Yeah, it's true.
It's amazing.
Bella Bartok. Now, Bruce, what made this in the style of Bartok?
Well, first of all, you know, My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean is a folk tune, and Bartok often used folk-like melodies, not usually real ones, and he put them in rhythmic patterns that come from Romania or Bulgaria, which would be like this, this is 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And he also liked to have patterns that chase themselves around. This little... A punctuation, dissonant punctuation, actually is not only something he might do, he did it all the time, and I even was copying that exact punctuation from one of his Romanian dances. Then, this part of the tune... Now, instead of going... It goes... Da, 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 da.
Yes, and it's a distortion on the rhythm there.
That's right, and it's accompanied by a nice chromatic line... And it's also got some dissonance.
Yeah.
And then he might also have a dissonant pattern to accompany something which is relentlessly repetitive, like this.
That was very good. That was fun. Thanks. Really fun.
Thank you.
Well, Jeanette, you were afraid you couldn't do any of it, and you did all of it.
Oh, well, good.
You got the tune, you got the composer, you're a piano puzzler champ.
Thank you.
Jeanette, what's your public radio station?
Montana Public Radio.
Jeanette McCormick from Shoto, Montana, thanks so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
It was my pleasure.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, friend.